A Center for the Development and Enterprises report is warning that government's localization strategy undermines South Africa's economic prospects. Stephen Schirmer, Research Director at the CDE, joins us to provide insight into the subject. Stephen, a very good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, Solomon. Thanks for having me on your show.
Localization policies, what does that mean and what's the importance of it?
Well, let me explain it like this. I mean, we're raising the alarm about this policy as a bad idea and something that is undermining our economic prospects, as you said. Now, many people see this policy as benign, as supporting local businesses and creating jobs. Unfortunately, it doesn't create jobs. Instead, it imposes costs on our society that we just cannot afford. I'm going to highlight three aspects of this so you get a sense of what I'm talking about. First, it increases the cost of generating electricity. I think it should be clear, as we sit here again at level 6 load shedding, that this is the last thing we need. Government has to get much more efficient at electricity generation. It needs to produce more of it at a lower cost, not think of ways to make it more expensive. Then the second thing is that it increases the money that government has to spend on goods and services. Again, we cannot afford this. Government has run out of money. Expenditure exceeds revenue by a lot, and government has to urgently make cuts before it's entirely too late, not think of ways to increase the money that it has to spend on basic things that it needs. And then third, through what are called the master plans and the imposition of tariff protection, the policy leads to higher prices of consumer goods. A good example of that is chicken meat, which many poor South Africans consume. Now, again, I think we can agree that when we have double-digit food inflation and rising poverty, the last thing we need is to have policies that push prices even higher. So, basically, this attempt to protect local businesses against foreign competition and to force the purchase of locally produced goods, even if they're more expensive, is a bad idea, and we need to get rid of it. We need to rethink our economic strategy, and basically what we should be focusing on is lowering the cost of doing business. That's the way to support local business, not this way. It's a terrible idea.
The political rhetoric is a problem, isn't it? Because they punt localization without the nuances of it.
Right. It sounds nice. You know, it sounds like a good thing. If you just talk about, you know, we need to help local businesses. But if you ignore the cost, you're making a massive mistake. And that's what's happening. You know, there's no assessment of how much this is costing the country and how it's completely inappropriate for our current circumstances. That's the crucial point. This is not the time to do this kind of thing. We should be doing the opposite things at numbers of levels.
So, how do we fix this? I mean, what's the solution here when we've got rhetoric against us?
Well, I mean, we've got to keep pushing and hoping. You know, I mean, I think things are getting so bad now, and government has sort of pushed back against it a bit now that they're realizing what's actually happening. Like on the chicken front, for example, they've sort of backpedaled and hummed and hard about it because they're realizing that, you know, this is hurting poor consumers. But yeah, look, we need to go beyond the rhetoric. We need to, like, think about this in the cold light of day and stop it. You know, we can't afford it. We need to do something else. If we want to promote business, we need to focus on how to make growth happen, how to create a better environment for business in the country, of which electricity generation is an absolutely crucial thing. So, you know, it's this constant, you know, we want to do away with load shedding, but we also want to do other things, you know, that actually makes load shedding worse. So we need to stop thinking about contradictions in our policies that actually have a much more focused and prioritize the things that we really need right now.
Is there any political will?
Well, you know, we're running into an election year, and you know, it's going to be difficult. But as I say, the pressures are enormous because of the costs, both on the state and coming from consumers. But also, let's hope in the elections, some alternatives will come up and people will start debating these kinds of issues. And you know, the elections will maybe put some pressure on government to start changing their ways.
All right, Stephen, thank you for your time and for chatting to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks very much for having me.
Have a great day and go well.
Okay. All right. Bye.
That was Stephen Schirmer, Research Director at the CDE, talking to us about localization, these policies. It sounds good, you know, get everything local, develop everything local, but it's not necessarily good for the economy in every instance. Well, exciting quiz that there was today. definitely, I mean, and